My most memorable English language learning experience is quite similar to Harriet's because we joined the same workshop this year on in November. And that workshop is about the backgrounds or history of the Thanksgiving Day. And then the tutor is come from New Jersey. So in the beginning of the workshop, the speaker just show us the PowerPoint slide and then show us several photos and data or information about what is Thanksgiving Day. And then he started to share with us his own experience in New Jersey, like how he celebrate this festival with his family. And he shared with us a very interesting little game as they will play in a Thanksgiving Day. So I think it is quite interesting because in Hong Kong, not many people will celebrate a Thanksgiving Day. So I'm quite curiosity with what the tutor is going to talk about. So I'm very happy to join this. And then after his sharing, we start play some little games and then we can make our own poems. This is quite interactive with the people and then we can have a better learning experience in English.
How would you compare this English language learning experience in university to, say, some of those that you had in secondary school?
Firstly, in secondary school, we only listen to teacher and listen to teacher, and we only receive what the teachers teach us, and we are lack of internet. Like activities with the teachers, so some classmates may feel that so boring and fall asleep in the class. They cannot have good receive in English learning, but in university, this kind of workshop are optional. Students are not forced to join, so they can choose whether they are willing to join it or not, and then they can choose the workshop they like. So this is quite effective for students to learn English because they can choose anything they like to receive. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about reading. Do you have some memorable English language reading experiences?
Yeah. For example, actually for me, it's hard for me to finish a whole English book because I think I have to always check the dictionary. I think this is so trouble. Therefore, this is hard for me to finish the English book. But I remember that when I was in primary school, I have finished reading a whole series of the book. That book is called Matilda. And I think that the storyline of that is very interesting because I'm really in love with something about miracle or magic. So I can finish the whole book. So this is one of my memorable reading experience.
How about if you could read a book and then when you pressed on the word, you could find the meaning straight away? Does that sound interesting to you?
I like reading a book that I can hold in hand because sometimes I feel tired when I'm holding a mobile phone or iPad to read a passage. I think so tired. I don't know why. I just like the book that I can hold in on my hands.